Subscribe now.
We turned in our marriage license. I think we've angered Satan.
Cold.
A podcast.
The untold story of Susan Powell.
What you don't know will shock you.
Audio you've never heard.
I love this girl, Susan. Marie Cox.
Details you were never told.
Susan is always talking about marriage.
Cold.
With investigative reporter Dave Colley.
To subscribe, text the word cold to 57500.
I just can't find peace.
Jay's Science Class.
It's alive!
Science changing the world.
Frankenstein!
Or at least changing your day on KSL News Radio.
And welcome into the J-Mock News Show. So glad that you are with us today. Luke Angie Wellman from the Leonardo joins us. It's time for J-Mock Science Class. And we do this thing just kind of inside radio before we come on the air. Luke sends us some ideas, and I send him some ideas. Mine are all usually about the end of the world, the apocalypse, something like that.
You do have a theme.
Yeah, I do. Like I do. About, Jay. And yours are normally like, you know, cool sciencey things, but you use terminology that I'm just like, huh?
I mean,
what does that mean?
That's really what it comes down to, is I got to deliver the shock factor to make you say, like, what?
Yeah.
And then I explain it.
Like
kind of like Jimmy Neutron.
Yeah,
you know, like,
a little
bit. I present the problem, and then I solve it.
I
make the
Jimmy
problem
Neutron.
Myself.
So today you're like, man, I really want to talk about biomimicry.
Yeah.
And I'm like, huh? So, my friend,
trying to throw
for
some scary
our listeners,
words at you.
Biomimicry. Is this we as humans trying to duplicate what happens in the natural world for our own benefit? Is that kind of what it is?
Essentially, yeah. You broke it down pretty well. Essentially what it is as humans, we are constantly trying to create technologies to make our lives easier, to make our lives better. And frankly, humans are pretty creative, but a lot of our creativity needs to come from somewhere,
and in some ways, nature's way ahead of us on
exactly.
some of this
stuff. Exactly. Yeah, nature. A lot of researchers who work in this field of biomimetics, as it's called, they have this phrase that they like to use, which is that nature has been doing research and development for millions and millions of years, right?
Yeah.
They've been doing all the R&D for us.
Yes.
Right? We don't need to do all that if we can just figure out how to use what nature has already created.
And nature can't patent their ideas.
Exactly.
So
yeah,
they're
those dumb animals.
Yeah,
they don't know how to
thinking?
File a patent, so
yeah.
We got them.
Joke's on you, Mr. Spider.
Exactly. So it's the concept of biomimicry is you are mimicking biology.
Yeah.
Right? So
yeah.
We're trying to take an idea from biology and we are trying to use it to create some sort of new technology. So this finds its way into all sorts of different fields, but the fields that it most frequently infiltrates are engineering, specifically bioengineering, biology, medical sciences, where we're using different genes from different animals to try to figure out new ways to solve medical problems.
So
as
from our listeners' perspective, give us some real world examples of where this is playing out and some of the breakthroughs that we might see soon where this really affects humans or our lives in general.
Absolutely. Yeah. So I'll do that in a sec.
Okay.
But I want to start by saying biomimicry as a term has been around since the early 2000s.
Even though I've never heard it in my life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
As a concept, it's been around forever, right? We've been using biomimicry since we've been interacting with other animals. Coming from the Leonardo Museum, Leonardo da Vinci was an incredible... He was one of the first people to really take a lot from biomimicry. He designed all of these different inventions that we've heard about, right? We know that Leonardo da Vinci designed this flying machine.
Yeah.
A lot of the he designed multiple flying machines. Some of them look kind of like a modern-day helicopter.
Yep.
And we know that he used the seedlings from a particular type of tree that fall and they spin around like a helicopter blade. And that's what his inspiration was.
Yeah.
We know that another flying machine, he took the wingspan of a bat and he tried to mimic that, right? And he created a parachute that was similar to the way that another leaf falls. So Leonardo da Vinci, over 500 years ago, was using biomimicry.
He was mimicking like crazy.
He was.
Yeah.
Yeah. In most of his inventions, we find evidence of biomimicry, which is really, really fascinating that you could use it over 500 years ago, but you'd think, oh, you know, scientists, engineers, they've used all of it by now, right? We've must have used all of it. And by no stretch of the imagination have we used all of it. One of my favorite examples of some new breakthroughs that we might see soon, which is what you were asking
about.
Yes,
that's what I want.
New breakthroughs that we might see soon. There's this really interesting group of researchers who are studying this great little salamander called the axolotl.
Okay.
It's a great name, isn't it?
Axolotl.
Yeah.
Okay.
So the axolotl is this incredible creature that you can cut off its arm. And it'll regrow an arm with no scar tissue, nothing. It'll just be 2 weeks. It has a new arm.
Yeah.
You could sever its head. It grows a new head.
Stop it.
With a new brain. Right?
Wow.
Literally. So it is this incredible
How
creature.
How do you kill this thing?
Right. I don't know. She just has to die of old age. It's lucky that it's a teeny little cute thing with a little smile.
Well, somebody's in a lab
cutting adorable.
Off their body parts.
That's the messy part of science. Yeah. We're not going to talk about that part. But there's all of these incredible technologies of neuronal regrowth, blood vessel regrowth, all of these things that they're trying to harness. How does it do this? So we can use this for medical treatment when somebody loses an arm on the battlefield.
Could you imagine
when somebody
growing back a new arm?
Exactly.
A
stuff
new
like
organ.
That.
You don't need an organ replacement. Just
you
regrow.
Just grow a new one.
Yeah.
Exactly. And so they recently have, just last year, they finished sequencing the entire genome of the axolotl, which is, yes, gene technologies are getting better and better by the day, but it's still a lot of work to sequence an entire genome.
Yeah.
So to do that for the axolotl was awesome. And they've done that. And now they're trying to pick out the different genes that are responsible for this incredible technique that this animal has. So it's almost as if we've taken this concept of biomimicry and we're taking it one step further, where we're no longer mimicking. We're kind of bio-stealing. We're biohacking.
Yeah.
We're saying, what is the genetic reason? And what is the genetic tool that this organism is using to create this effect, to create this ability? And how can we use that and harness it for ourselves?
Is there really any doubt that in time that we could convince human genes to do this? Is there really any doubt that it's just a matter of programming and finding the right way? Isn't it pretty certain, don't you think?
I hesitate to go into it with as much certainty as I can sense that you want to.
Yeah.
Because the problem is that even if we have it as something that is successful, we then run into the problem that how do we use this technology?
Sure.
How do we mediate this technology? Who has access to it?
Or
how expensive is it?
You lose your arm and you grow it back and you actually have a lizard arm.
Exactly, yeah.
It's not a human arm.
Do we make sure that it is staying within the realm of, okay, well, your arm had this little defect to it, so you don't get
issues.
A new, fancier arm now.
Yeah.
You have to get your old, not as great arm. Like, there's all sorts of ethical issues behind it.
Can you compete in the Olympics if you have a specialized arm?
Exactly. There's
all kinds of things that we won't be around.
Bioethics is a terrifying
and
important field.
We won't be around to have to solve those issues.
Exactly.
Right?
That'll be our children's children who will be solving those issues.
Yeah, it's the movie Gattaca, basically.
It is,
right?
To a degree, absolutely.
Now, one of the other things is you guys are focusing in on this biomimicry, and you're starting some new programs over at the Leonardo surrounding this.
Yeah. So we have a new series that we're starting up, not this week, but next week, where every month we're going to have a panelist of different experts talking about an issue, right? So we are bringing people together to discuss a topic and discuss it openly with the community. So this is going to be Thursday evenings. It's going to happen once a month. The first one is upcoming May 30th, Thursday, 7 p.m. at the Leonardo Museum. So evening programming. Come on out, grab a drink, grab some food, listen to some programming. interact with the different experts that we're going to have. And the first one that we're doing is going to be on this very subject.
On biomimicry.
On biomimicry. So we have three different researchers from the University of Utah whose work relates loosely to different areas of biomimicry. We have a bioengineer, we have a neuroanatomist, we have a geneticist, we have people who are working in different areas all related to biomimicry, and they're all going to be chatting about how their work revolves around that and the experience that they've seen and where biomimicry comes from, and just kind of discussing that. So it's going to be a community conversation with different input from anybody who shows up. So definitely come on down and check that out. Information
is
on our social and our website, theleonardo.org.
All right, very cool. So I'm sure it'll be more fascinating than my discussion with you, since I
know
nothing about it.
Than either of us.
Well, that's very cool. So check it out on their website, theleonardo.org. Lucan Jewelman, thank you for joining us for JMAC Science Class.
Thanks for having me, as always.
All right.
Do you ever feel like you just need some support to get really healthy? Hi, I'm Scott Mitchell.
And I'm Melanie Douglas.
I'm on a journey to find lasting health in my everyday life.
And I'm here to help. We'll find fun, doable ways to improve your health through small and simple changes.
It's the Really Healthy Podcast. Subscribe for free on iTunes or the KSL News Radio app.